vision, I went back through the ages. I looked on a hill, lonely and gray, where an angry mob had gathered to crucify a man that day. I heard the rain, I heard as they shouted, crucify him. On a cross there on Mount Calvary, I heard the ringing of the hammer as they nailed my Lord to a tree. I saw as they raced in toward the heaven, it was Jesus they had nailed to the tree. It was the ringing of the hammer that brought salvation to me. I heard the ringing of the hammer as they nailed my Lord to that tree. I fell on my knees there at Calvary, crying, Lord, have mercy on me. He looked down upon me in pity. He said, I died that you might be free. It was the ringing of the hammer that had brought salvation unto me. Oh, dear ones, come look up on Jesus as he hang up that old rugged tree. Hear the ringing of the hammer. Turn to Jesus and you can be free. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. And in Him, you can live. And without Him, you will die, and never die. I feel this morning that there's been enough preaching here to save the world if men would take heed to it. The writer said it's not the forgetful here that is justified, but it's the doer of the word. You can hear all the days of your life, people, and you'll never be saved. You must believe the gospel. You must take heed to the light. You must repent and be born again. And the Lord said for us to seek the Lord in the days of our youth, while the evil days draw not nigh, or the years will come when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. He said, where the silver cord will be loosened. Someday the cord of life, our very life, will be loosened from us. And he said, it'll be broken. He said, where the pitcher will be broken at the fountain. When the soul shall return to the place where he's made preparation for it. And the body shall return unto the dust from which it comes. But our soul is going to go to its long home. I've made preparation a long time ago to go to a better land than this. Oh, friend, the day there's a land not made by hand. Jesus said, what house will ye build me? Or where is the place of mine abode? He's knocking at your heart's door this morning.
Amen.
Oh, friend, today he's knocking at your door this morning. He's seeking you out. This light that shines in a dark place. It shined in my heart, you see. I was just a young man, like some of you out here. I was about 20 years old or 21 when I began to think upon the Lord. And I, just for a moment of time, brother, and I'd come to the old church and I would hear the old brethren begin the preach, brethren, the word. And one day, brethren, I was an old preacher, man. I preached the gospel of my salvation. But I had to believe and take heed unto that light that was a calling me. And when I was about 22 years old in the little jewel church, friend, the day it wasn't God's fault that I wasn't saved the first time that He came to me. Why didn't I turn? I love darkness rather than the light, and I wouldn't come to the light because I love the things of the world. And the Bible says that there is pleasure in sin but for a season. But I'm going to tell you, friend, in the world you'll have trials and tribulation. But I'm preaching up to you today. Get Jesus in your life and call. He said, be of good courage, for I've overcome the world. And through Him today, you as a young man and young women and old alike can overcome. Jesus said, unto them that overcome, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Don't you want to be one in that number today, brother? I'll give unto them a little white stone, and in that stone a new name, which no man knows, save he that receives it. I want you to know the day when God come into my life in 1975 at the little jewel church. I came in a sinner, man. I left a saved man, brother. That's just the way it was. I heard the voice of God, brother, and I failed. Most of all, people, when God saves you, it's about a spirit. It's about a witness of the Spirit of the Almighty God. When He comes into your heart, He said, my Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. That's how I know, brother. It's by the witness of the Spirit. And I base my life upon that witness, brother, and he didn't only come one time, many, many times since then, as the Lord came back and lifted me up and bore witness, brother, with my spirit, that I am his and he is mine today. Do you know him this morning? Do you want to know him? Don't wait until the death angel comes by. Oh, friend, we're all gonna die in Adam the day, but all shall be made alive in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And without him, Sister Hester, we're all gonna be lost. But I thank God this morning that we got Jesus on our side. And he said, because I live, ye shall live also. There's life in the Lamb this morning. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, children, but take him in. Listen, Jesus said, what house will you build me? And where is the place of mine abode? I want to tell you the day he wants to come in. He wants to live at your house. Listen, the day he told Nathaniel, brother, this day I must abide at thy house. Oh, friend, won't you say, Jesus, this day abide in my house. And if you will open up your heart and let Jesus come in. He said, I and my Father will come into you and we'll take a power boat in your life. And I'll go no more out. I'll give unto you eternal life. And you shall never perish this morning. What a hope that is this morning that the brethren has preached about here this morning. This hope is the hope of glory. It's shed abroad in the heart. It's an anchor of your soul this morning. Take him in. Listen the day. He's a friend in need. He's a friend indeed, brother. There's no friend like Jesus this morning. If you will hear his voice and open up your heart, Jesus is standing at the door. He wants to come in. To live with you forever. And here's the good part. When you're cold and sleeping in the grave, as the brethren has already preached. I like that, Brother Danny. We're still alive in him. We're still alive today. Where are you going to be at? Listen, where Lazarus was in, brother, he was comforted in the arms of Jesus. He was in Father Abraham's bosom. Brother, listen, the rich man saw him a long way off over in the land of heaven, brother, and said, Father Abraham, won't you send Lazarus and them that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. I want you today, the Bible said he was in torments now. You might think you're going down to the world of the law, and you might think you're going to have company there and you're going to be satisfied with the world, my friend. Listen today, the old rich man wasn't satisfied. He had all five of his senses. He could see over in yonder's world. He could hear Father Abraham say unto him, there's a great golfing that he can't come to you. No, or you can't go to him. No. Well, Father Abraham, would you, I remember yonder's world, would you send Lazarus down there that he may warn my five brethren to flee from this awful place of torment? Friend, I'm begging you this morning to flee from that awful place of torment, for the wrath of God will soon be poured out without mixture. There'll be no mercy in that morning. There'll be judgment then. Who shall be able to stand of the day when the Lord returns again? If you've not been born again, you're going to be like the rich man. You're going to be cast away, eternally separated separated from God. I haven't all five of your senses. I haven't a body that can never die. He said, where the worm hive not, and the fire is not quenched, and the smoke of their torment ascend up forever and forever. Oh, but here's the good part. If you'll choose life today, you'll be able to go where the little man didn't have nothing in this world. No, friend. He said, and told the rich man in yonder's world, you had plenty, and you were comforted. Now ye are tormented, and Lazarus is comforted. I want you to know, friend, you might have trials and tribulations in this world, but when you go to heaven, there'll be no more trials and tribulations. Just peace and love and joy forever and forever in the land we're all seeking for. Get you into song. I'm going to hold the people here. Get ready to live, for you know you're going to die. The day is the day of salvation. If you will, hear His voice. Harden not your hearts. They hardened their hearts under the law and said they saw the wrath of God. 10 times, brethren, listen, the day God is not pleased the day with sinner men. The Bible said He's angry with the sinner every day. Not the day God wants you to come to Him. He wants you to repent and believe the gospel. Call upon Him today, for tomorrow may never come. If your life today ends, where will you go? Where will you be this evening? If your life ends today, are you going to be able to say, welcome death, I'll gladly go with you. Friend, you don't have to have that fear. You can have the hope of glory that in your heart you can lay down. Say, oh Jesus, if I die tonight, I am yours and you're mine. I've never been afraid of dying. From 1975, I've never been afraid of dying and going down to eternal damnation. Why? Because I was delivered from that. I was made a new creature in Christ. You can be made a new creature in Christ this morning. He said, I'll take out your old stony heart. I'll give you a heart of flesh. I'll give you a heart of love, friend, that you'll be able to love your enemies. You'll be able to do good to those that despitefully use you. Friend, you've got to have mercy in your heart. If you don't have mercy in your heart, you'll never see what heaven looks like. Brethren, today here I want you, while these brethren sing, if you've been a praying, if you've been a seeking God today, and you feel in your heart that Jesus has saved you, He's give you a command to go and put your light on a candlestick, that all that's in the house may see how great thing Jesus has done for you. Friend, today it is a commandment of God to show forth the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ by being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, showing forth the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And here's something else it does. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If there be no resurrection of the dead, why then will you baptize for the dead? We believe in a death burial, and we believe in a resurrection as Christ come forth in the morning. We believe, brethren, and that day is going to come forth, outshining the noonday sun. We're going to raise in that morning. We're going to say, welcome death. I'm glad to go. I've got a better home on the other side, where the worm is never gonna die. If you go down there, friend, but you'll never be satisfied until you put your light on the candlestick. If you've been born again, seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him.